Okay. It is 6:30. I would like to call this meeting of the City Council of University City to order at 6:30 p.m. Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Price. Ms. Carr. Mr. Kraft. Mr. Crowe. Mr. Glickard. Mr. Sharp. Mayor Welsh.
Here. Thank you very much. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does any member of council have any changes to the agenda? Mr. Walker, I think you have something to say.
Madam Mayor and members of council, with respect to the agenda, resolution number 2013-20, that resolution approving the submission of the grant to the St. Louis County Municipal Park grant should be Heman Park. It says that on the agenda, but I believe in the resolution itself it references Lewis Park. It should be Heman Park.
And Ms. Pum, did everyone have updated copies on their desk?
They have.
Thank you very much. Any other changes to the agenda, Mr. Price?
Yeah, under new business, I'm requesting that resolution 2013-21 be deleted because of lack of proper procedure on putting this on the agenda.
Mr. Price, would you like to explain more what you mean by that?
Something substantial as this should have gave us proper lead time and proper discussion, and to come to the floor with a fundamental change on the issue of free speech, I would think we would discuss this in advance. And as many people up here who raised Cain about following protocol and giving people proper information, I would find it ironic today that they don't say anything. And especially you, Madam Mayor, the issue of transparency, I would think we would be transparent when we're trying to eliminate elected officials from properly bringing items to the floor.
Well, I do believe
so
the proper...
I like resolution 2013-21 be deleted so we can discuss it properly in a study session like we've done with all the rest of them.
I believe the proper place to make any of these motions would be when we get to that point.
But this is part of the agenda. I want it removed.
Okay, we have a motion to remove the resolution concerning council rules.
I think my colleague said postpone.
We have a motion to postpone the resolution. Is there a second? Who seconded that? Ms. Carr? Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please poll the council?
May I ask a question? Postpone means that it will be brought up at the next meeting. Is that correct?
That's fine.
Is that correct?
That's correct. He postponed it to a certain date.
And that certain date can be...
It would be January 13th.
January the 13th.
That will be fine.
A motion and a second to postpone the resolution until January 13th. Is there any discussion? Mr. Glickert.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no issue with postponing resolution 2013-21, but my colleague says that he wants to have a discussion. So with that in mind, I'd like to ask my colleague, has he thought about that any further? And that is, when and where do we have the discussion?
We can do it in a study session on the 13th.
My question then would be to the city manager.
Yes, Mr. Glickert.
Thank you,
ahead.
Madam Mayor. Do we have a study session planned for the first meeting in January?
Madam Mayor, through the council member Glickert, I had thought that we would continue with the discussion regarding the capital improvement budget.
Actually, I did too, because it took more than 1 hour. Since it takes more than 1 hour in the interest of council, we decided to extend that time, which seems to be no issue at all. Will we have time in that meeting to combine or have two separate study sessions, the completion of the Public Works PowerPoint presentation by Mr. Wilson and concerns of Councilmember Price as it relates to this resolution?
Based on the amount of discussion we still had to go from the CIP, I don't think there would be time that night. I would suggest that we schedule this study session next week, following the study session with the auditor. We have a one-hour study session. I think we should go ahead and do it next week. I just want to make sure that people in the audience know that this item was posted correctly on our agenda, and I don't want anyone to think that it was not posted correctly. But I would suggest, Mr. Glickard, that perhaps next Monday is the appropriate time to do it. Mr. Sharp?
I am generally beyond the person who would say if by chance somebody needs more time to look at something or discuss something, that I would be willing to afford them that opportunity. So if somebody wants to postpone until Monday or whenever, then I'm in favor of that.
Any further discussion? Mr. Price?
Yeah, just a point of clarification. I didn't state that it wasn't posted properly. I stated the information didn't come to me correctly. Because if you have something of this magnitude to be changed, it needs to be vetted properly as a collective whole and not in segmentations brought to the floor today.
Ms. Carr?
To clarify for the audience, three council members did not know anything about this until the agenda was put together. And so my colleague, Mr. Price, is asking that we all sit down and talk about it and that it not be the Friday massacre. Thank you.
Mr. Kraft? Mr. Glickert?
So what is the definitive state of the postponement, and when will this take place? Are we all in accord here? And I'll let you handle this, Mayor, that we meet next Monday to complete this opportunity for all of council to weigh in on this very, very important matter?
Mr. Glickard, I would suggest you move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting on January 13th and understand that a study session will be held next Monday, December 16th, following on our study session with the auditor, where members of council who want to chime in on this latest change to our rules will have the opportunity to do so.
There's already a motion that's been seconded on the floor.
We're trying to figure out the date.
I think I still have the floor, so I would ask my colleague, can you repeat the motion for me?
The motion was to move to postpone to the next council meeting, which was January the
13th.
And I'd be willing to have the study session on that, whatever that Monday. Did you say next Monday?
Next Monday. The 16th of this month, which is when we already have a study session scheduled.
And I would like this to go first, not second.
I would ask the city manager about that. I think he might have already scheduled the auditors to be in next Monday at 5:30. Is that correct, Mr. Walker, or 6?
You just take a phone call and switch them. It's not a big deal. They'll come when he say come.
I will defer to Mr. Walker on this. However, I think the audit of the city of University City is very
important. I didn't say it wasn't important.
Mr. Price, would you please let me finish? I would say that the audit of the city of University City, which by law must be presented to us by the end of this month, which is scheduled to be presented to us next Monday, should be presented to us as scheduled. In the past, that session has lasted 45 to 50 minutes. We will then have the rest of the meeting to discuss this. This discussion, we will not have a firm end. If you were willing to say we would have a firm end, then I would suggest to Mr. Walker he ask the auditors to come later. Mr. Walker, do you have any desire to chime in?
Not really. But I think in the interest of serving all members of council, the presentation by the audit should be relatively short. We expect to receive the audit tomorrow, I hope, and we'll distribute that to council. And perhaps if we... the audit, as the mayor has indicated, has to be presented to council by the end of December. So unless council members are interested in meeting over the holidays, which I suspect they might not be, then I think we need to have that audit presented and discussed in any questions that may come up from council members. So I would suggest that if we can distribute the audit as soon as we have it bound early this week, if there are any questions that come out of that audit, if they're forwarded to me perhaps by the end of the week, then I would ask the auditors to be brief but ensure that they answer any questions that council members have, and so that perhaps we can limit that to half an hour on Monday and then leave the remainder of the time, however long that may be, for council members to consider this proposed rule change. But it is important that council receive the audit before the end of December.
Ms. Carr?
I would like to request that if we do pass this motion, that we consider the people that showed up this evening to address this issue and allow them to talk under comments general.
I would, of course, be planning to do that. Mr. Kraft?
That's fine.
Any other comments? Mr. Glickert?
I just want to hear the motion again. Because there were two sections that the originator presented there. So I want to make sure that we have it specifically clear for all of us that it would be next Monday.
The motion is to postpone certain to the next, this resolution 2013-21 to the next council meeting, which is January
13th.
To include a study session, which is next Monday, December to what? 16th.
Here? Okay, I will restate the motion. There is a motion to postpone consideration of resolution 2013-21 until the first council meeting in the new year, January 13th, 2014, and that a study session be held to discuss this resolution on Monday, December 16th, which is next Monday. Okay. With that, Ms. Pum, any further discussion? Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Glickert. Mr. Sharp, Mr. Price, Ms. Carr,
aye.
Mr. Kraft,
aye.
Mr. Crow,
aye.
Mayor Welsh.
Aye, thank you very much. We have no proclamations tonight. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the City Council study session of November 25th, 2013? Mr. Glickert moves. Is there a second? Mr. Sharp seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing, Mr. Price. Mr. Price will abstain since he wasn't present. All others in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the City Council regular session of November 25th, 2013? Mr. Sharp moves. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Mr. Price abstains. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to the appointments. I would like to nominate Andrew Rubin to the Plan Commission to replace Ben Halpert. Is there a second? Mr. Sharp seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. I would like to nominate David Kenyon to the Industrial Development Authority. Is there a second?
Point of order.
Mm-hmm.
Through the efforts of Mr. Crow, I don't see that on my agenda.
Ms. Pum had sent out the revised agenda earlier this week. Ms. Pum, can you give everyone a copy of the new agenda that is over there? She had sent out the new agenda earlier this, or late last week, I think. Ms. Pum, did all members get all copies of the application forms? Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Second.
Mr. Glicker seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, the ayes have it. Mr. Kraft, you have an appointment.
Okay, it's a Beth Skelton for Urban Forestry.
Is there a second? Mr. Glicker seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Kraft, you have another appointment?
Yeah, it'd be Robert Warbin for the Traffic Commission.
Thank you very much. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Sharp, you have an appointment?
I move to nominate Michael Miller to the Plan Commission.
Thank you very much. Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Glickert, you have an appointment.
Appointment number 6, I'd like to appoint Rosalind Williams to the Plan Commission.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Sharp seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Ms. Carr, you have a reappointment.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I would like to nominate Carol Wofsey for reappointment to the Traffic Commission.
Thank you very much. Is there a second? Mr. Crow seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Ms. Carr, you have another reappointment.
Yes, I would like to nominate Winifred Sullivan to be reappointed to the Arts and Letters Commission.
Thank you very much. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Sharp seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Sharp?
For the Arts and Letters Commission, I just wanted to have it reiterated, those based upon what was presented to us, that those persons who are presently there will remain until they finish whatever project that they're on. Is that correct?
That's correct. We did approve that a couple meetings ago. They will stay through April through the various shows. Okay, we now move on to swearing in. Ms. Deborah Morley is to be sworn into the Youth Commission. If you could come up to the podium, please.
Thanks.
Raise your right hand. I and your name.
I, Deborah Morley.
Do solemnly swear that I possess all of the qualifications.
Do solemnly swear that I possess all of the qualifications.
Not subject to any of the disqualifications.
And I am not subject to any of the disqualifications.
Named in the charter for the office I'm about to assume.
Named in the charter for the office I am about to assume.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And of the state of Missouri.
And of the state of Missouri.
And the charter and ordinances of University City.
And the charter and ordinances of University City.
That I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office.
And that I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office.
I'm about to assume.
I am about to assume.
With impartiality and justice.
With impartiality and justice.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Ms. Margaret D. Kemper was unable to attend tonight, so she will be sworn into the Seniors Commission in the City Clerk's office. Ms. Audrey Jones is here to be sworn into the Arts and Letters Commission. Ms. Jones.
Solemnly swear that I possess all of the qualifications.
Not subject to any of the disqualifications.
And I'm not subject to any of the disqualifications.
Named in the charter for the office I'm about to assume.
Named in the charter for the office I am about to assume.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the state of Missouri.
And the state of Missouri.
And the charter and ordinances of University City.
And the charter and ordinances of University City.
That I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office.
And that I will faithfully and conscientiously discard the duties of the office.
I'm about to assume.
I'm about to assume.
With impartiality and justice.
With impartiality and justice.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We now move on to citizen participation. We have two speakers on non-agenda items. Can I remind people to please identify yourself with your name and address when you come to the podium. Turn the mic when you come on and up to the podium and turn it off when you leave. And please limit your comments to 5 minutes. The first request to speak is from Ms. Helen Fuller.
My light is on. Good. Okay. My name is Helen Fuller, and I live at 7365 Colgate. I'd like to say that I am opposed to any changes in Rule 12. The changes proposed thus far amount to a gag rule on elected officials. If you gag elected officials, you gag the citizens. And that, no matter how the sponsors of this proposed change want to dress it up and call it something other than what it is completely unacceptable. And I would like, even though these are short comments, I would like the full comments entered into the minutes as searchable, and I'd be happy to provide it electronically if that helps, Joyce. Now turn it off. Lynette can tell you this is where I fall down on the job.
You did good. Thank you very much. Mr. Ed Mass.
My printer's not working, so. Okay. Ed Mass, 8360 Cornell Avenue. I'm here to oppose the proposed rule change to Rule 12 of the Council Rules and Procedures. The proposed change would be an extremely serious negative change to the rights of U City residents. Mayor Welsh ran on a campaign promise of open government and transparency. I personally had several face-to-face discussions with her where she absolutely promised to promote these issues. Her governance has done just the opposite. Numerous specific actions on her part have tried to shut down open discussion, to silence those that oppose her views, and to limit discussion on issues. The proposed rule change to Rule 12 is yet another attempt to eliminate public discussion in open council meetings. It is a gross attempt to oppose open and democratic government for the residents of U City. In a time when President Obama has been promoting an open government initiative in his first term, and just recently has proposed further expanding the open government initiative, we need to keep moving in the direction of open and free discussion in front of the public. There should be only very limited closed discussions and only when absolutely necessary. The council members who are proposing and in favor of this action, in my opinion, do not deserve to be on council. I will provide my comments electronically to the city clerk and request that my full comments be reported in the council minutes as searchable text and not as an image, so they are easily findable for the public. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no public hearings for tonight. We have nothing on the consent agenda. We now move on to the city manager's report. Mr. Walker.
Madam Mayor and members of council, the first item under the city manager's report is the annual order of side load trash containers. It is the staff recommendation to accept the lowest responsive bid submitted by Ruet Tex Associated Intertrade in the total amount of $50,488.70.
Thank you, sir. Is there a motion to approve?
Move approval.
Mr. Sharp moves. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. Mr. Walker.
Second item under the city manager's report is the liquor license for Deborah Fink, owner of Devil City at 6301B Delmar Boulevard. Staff is recommending approval.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Glickert moves. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, Mr. Walker.
Third item under the city manager's report is the approval of newsletter printing and mailing services contract. Staff is recommending contracting with the printing source for printing and mailing the 2014 city newsletters in the amount of $30,780, with $24,624 being paid by the city and $6,156 being paid by the Chamber of Commerce. The city's manager's office has $30,000 available in the current budget for this purpose.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Sharp moves. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Mr. Walker.
Fourth and last item under the city manager's report is the Laserfish program upgrade. Staff is recommending the purchase of Laserfish Rio Pilot Plus from Copying Concepts in the amount of $35,325.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Glickert moves. Is there a second? Mr. Sharp seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to council reports and business. For appointments needed, Mr. Kraft has an appointment to the Plan Commission. Mr. Crow has an appointment to the Green Practices Commission. Ms. Carr has an appointment to the CALIP Commission. Mr. Price has an appointment to the Plan Commission and the Urban Forestry Commission. And Mr. Sharp has an appointment to the Urban Forestry Commission and the CALIP Commission. And I have one more appointment to the IDA. Mr. Kraft.
Yeah, just to clarify, I have not reappointed my two people to the Parks Commission. Is that correct, Ms. Palm? Okay, I'll do that. Mr. Moss brought up, and I don't see it on here, I'm almost sure there's two empty seats on the Park Commission, too. I don't see those listed here. We might want to, you're sure? Because I thought Ms. Peoples is termed out, and has someone reappointed for the... Okay, and then there's one other. I think we want to check because there's a question of making a quorum is what the issue's been there lately. So we want to check if maybe there's one other appointment.
We will check that out prior to the next. What I see on the list is that Ms. Stanley was a fill-in appointment for someone, so her first... She has to be reappointed, and it looks like Ms. Garth had to resign, so Mr. Price has that Parks appointment. Which does not seem to be on this list. So Ms. Pum will check that out prior to the next meeting and inform everyone. Okay, we now move on to the bills. We move on to bill number 9215. Ms. Pum, may we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance amending various sections of Chapter 10, Vehicles and Traffic, to revise various traffic regulations as provided herein.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending various sections of Chapter 10, Vehicles and Traffic, to revise various traffic regulations as provided herein.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Crow moves approval. Is there a second? Mr. Kraft seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please poll the council?
Mr. Price? Ms. Carr? Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickert? Mr. Sharp? Mayor Welsh?
Aye, thank you very much. We now move on to bill number 9216. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance to authorize the city manager to execute a contract between the City of University City and Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission, providing for the pedestrian improvements on Jackson Avenue and Balsam Avenue.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance to authorize the city manager to execute a contract between the City of University City and the Missouri Highway and Transportation Commission, providing for pedestrian improvements on Jackson Avenue and Balsam Avenue.
What's the pleasure of the council? Ms. Carr moves approval. Is there a second? Mr. Sharp seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please poll the council?
Ms. Carr? Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickert? Mr. Sharp? Mr. Price? Mayor Welsh?
Aye, thank you very much. We now move on to bill number 9217. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance adopting and enacting a new code of ordinances of City of University City, establishing the same, provided for the repeal of certain ordinances not included therein, except as herein expressly provided, providing for the manner of amending such code of ordinance, providing penalty for the violation thereof, and providing when this ordinance shall become effective.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance adopting and enacting a new code of ordinances of the City of University City, establishing the same, provided for the repeal of certain ordinances not included therein, except as herein expressly provided, providing for the manner of amending such code of ordinances, providing penalty for the violation thereof, and providing when this ordinance shall become effective.
Who would like, what's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Glickert moves. Is there a second? Mr. Kraft, is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickert? Mr. Sharp? Mr. Price? Ms. Carr? Mayor Welsh?
Aye, thank you very much. We now move on to new business. We have resolution 2013-19. Who would like to introduce? Ms. Carr introduces. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. We do have one request to speak. I will call that person up and then ask for any other discussion. Mr. Mitch Leachman. It's kind of the bottom. Thank you.
I saw a plus and minus. I thought that was important. Good evening. My name is Mitch Leachman. I'm the executive director of the St. Louis Audubon Society. I live in Maryland Heights, but we are a regional organization, and we have members and programming across the entire metro region.
Could you please give your address?
Oh, sure. Wasn't sure how relevant that was since I already said Maryland Heights. 2728 Lakeport in Maryland Heights, 63043.
Thank you.
Appreciate the opportunity to address the council and the mayor tonight. I'm here for the resolution that you mentioned. It has come to you through the Green Practices Commission, as you all know. It is a key program of our organization, just a little over a two-year-old program. It is a voluntary program for landowners throughout the region for a very small fee. Landowners apply to us through this program, and what they receive for their very small fee is personal on-site visit. We have trained habitat advisors that go out to the landowner, survey their property, discuss with the landowner what goals they have for their property, and provide them written recommendations. And here's the crux of the matter. We provide written recommendations on how they can improve their habitat, improve their landscape for habitat value, for attractiveness, for the benefits of birds, butterflies, and everything that goes with what we call naturescaping, landscaping with native plants. And many of you may know that those benefits can include water quality improvement as stormwater flow off of the property is typically reduced. Utility bills may be reduced as they plant trees or do other types of work around their property. So it's a really interesting and we think very exciting opportunity to help landowners improve their property and at the same time do good for the community. The resolution and the reason for working through the Green Practices Commission was looking for essentially marketing help. Like I said, this is a small fee program for landowners, and like any nonprofit, and we're not very large, we're always looking for ways of doing our programs more efficiently, and if I can run this program without any financial expense for marketing or advertising, that's a huge plus to us. And so that's essentially the turn that we look for in these municipal partnerships. Is the city helps me market the program through your website, your newsletter, those sorts of things. And in exchange, every resident of University City would receive the program at half off, half the regular fee. So there's a financial benefit to the city residents, and at the same time, there's no outlay of financial expenditures by the city. So I'd be happy to answer any questions, but I hope that generally makes sense for the resolution.
Thank you very much. Mr. Clickard?
Let me just add on that as liaison to the commission that the fee that our good friend is talking about is only $25. And one other item is that when they come out to look at your property, they also you as the property owner have an opportunity to have them come back, correct? If you want them to come back.
Yes, thanks for that. Yes, the small fee does include two visits, and yes, that's intended to have a follow-up visit in which the property owner would have the opportunity and recognized for their accomplishments.
And then real quick, just for everyone's edification, some of the other communities that have adopted this, could you share with us?
Yes, thanks for that. We've been officially endorsed by Webster Groves and Creve Coeur, and I've been assured, having recently met with the Parks Commission out in Wentzville, that they will be officially partnering with us probably after the first of the year.
Thank you very much.
One other question.
Mr. Sharp.
I would like to have, say for instance, the $25 and the other question he asked, is that in writing someplace that I could have?
I'm sorry, the details of the program or the partnership that we're talking about?
The details of the program.
The details of the program, I could provide you information before I leave tonight. There's a website with details online as well. I can provide it any way you like.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any further discussion from council? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to citizen participation. We have no more requests to speak, so we have council comments. Are there any requests to speak? Mr. Price? We pulled that off. Oh, that's right. Didn't we already move to postpone?
This one where we had a revision.
My mistake. Is there a motion to approve Resolution 2013-20? Ms. Carr, is there a second? Mr. Glickert, is there any discussion?
Do we need to amend it, or has it already been fixed? I guess that's the only question.
It was already fixed. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. No, thank you. All those opposed, thank you very much. Now we move on to no citizen participation and to council comments. Any member of council have any comments he or she would like to make? Mr. Price?
Yeah, just three items for the city manager. One, it's winter time now, but is George Street supposed to be paved in the spring or fixed in the spring?
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Price, yes.
And the issue with the alleys, when will that take place?
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Price, I'm not sure what the question is. We had provided some information to council in terms of what the schedule and that was going to be. Are you asking when we would start with that?
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the weather permits. As soon as the weather permits, we'd be proceeding with that.
And then there was an elevation study for those homes in the floodway. Do we know where that's at? Is that, maybe I missed it.
It was just recently funded. We're proceeding with that. That was for, I forget what the amount was. What was it? $22,000, something like that. We're proceeding with that, Councilmember Price.
So can we get like an update on it, or a status report?
Yes, I'll send out an update.
Any other council comments? Hearing none, I would like to adjourn this regular session of the council at 7:11. Thank you all for coming, and have a happy holiday season. Bye.